Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. It's been a challenging day for Boston Latin School. A federal investigation released this afternoon has found a pattern of race-based harassment, discrimination, and, in one instance, a violation of civil rights. The investigation comes as the state downgraded Boston Latin from a level 1 to a level 2 school. WBUR's Tanya Mosley explains what all of this means.
It was the news Lori Smith Britton had been waiting for. Word from U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz that there was indeed a pattern of race-based harassment and discrimination at Boston Latin School.
The fact that she or they have determined that one of the incidents was, in fact, a violation of civil rights is actually confirmation of what we pretty much always knew.
Last winter, Smith Britton's 15-year-old daughter told her parents that a classmate had threatened to lynch her while holding an electric cord in his hand. He also called her a racial slur. Ortiz's investigation found that BLS's mishandling of the incident is a direct violation of the Civil Rights Act. The report says what happened shows a troubling failure by BLS to comply with its obligations to take prompt and effective action to stop racial harassment. Ortiz's investigation also confirmed reports of discrimination, including a complaint that black students faced tougher discipline and more suspensions than non-black students for similar offenses. Smith Britton, whose daughter still attends Boston Latin, says the findings and the work happening at the school is a step in the right direction.
I think the new administration that's in place is really taking this seriously. They seem to be genuinely concerned with making sure that there's a culture and climate of respect.
Following months of concerns about the racial climate at Boston Latin, the school's headmaster, Lynn Mooney Tata, resigned. And in August, Boston Public Schools' Office of Equity found that teachers and administrators violated policies for handling discrimination and harassment claims several times over the course of 4 years. Ortiz's findings built on what was already a challenging day for Boston Latin. The State Department of Primary and Secondary Education announced BLS has been downgraded from a level 1 to a level 2 school. 13 students opted out of the annual standardized testing, which dropped the status of the school. A frustrated Mayor Marty Walsh said on Boston Herald Radio that the system is flawed.
The frustration that I have and that a lot of people are going to have, parents are going to have, is not just going to be Boston Latin, it's going to be other schools throughout the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
But Boston Latin parent Amir Velagoshti believes this is not an indication of a school in turmoil. Opting out is a choice, and it has no bearing on the quality of the school.
They have to have tests because, you know, they are school students. But to me, from my experience, it shouldn't be everything.
Boston Latin now has a new headmaster, Michael Contempassis, who has said his mission this year is to set a tone of healing at the school. Contempassis says teachers will undergo diversity training, and he will ensure student voices are heard. Those were among Ortiz's recommendations. She's also asking for the school to adopt restorative justice policies and establish a diversity non-discrimination officer. Superintendent Tommy Chang says the district and Boston Latin are committed to fully implementing the U.S. Attorney's recommendations. For 90.9 WBUR and Edify, I'm Tanya Mosley.